This is a good transition on kind of a similar topic, but with a different method of irrigation. This study focuses on the sprinkler center-pivot irrigation, and it's a modeling study. Basically, in this study, we tried to determine optimal irrigation termination dates for the Texas High Plains region by using the DSAT model, basically looking at the water use efficiency and cotton yield under different irrigation termination dates. And I acknowledge my co-authors, Nina Omani and Pradeep Adhikari, worked as postdocs in my program, and Kelly Tharp, who is in the audience from USDA ARS Maricopa, who will be speaking next, and Jim Berdowski at the Halfway AgriLife Research Center, whose data we used for calibrating the model in this study, and is an excellent partner for this research. So the High Plains region in Texas is one of the major cotton-producing areas and contributes to about a quarter of the U.S. cotton production. And in this region, the cotton production relies heavily on irrigation because of the semi-arid nature. And this irrigation water mostly taken from the Ogallala Aquifer, which is... there are concerns that, you know, the water levels are declining very rapidly in this aquifer, and keeping that in view, the water conservation, groundwater conservation districts have started imposing restrictions. For example, the High Plains Water District have set a limit at 18 inches per year. So in view of these restrictions on groundwater use and declining water levels, so the irrigation termination is an important decision for cotton production in this region. As we know, early termination could result in yield loss, while the late termination results in wastage of valuable irrigation water. It delays harvest, and also it increases the pest management costs. On the other hand, the ideal irrigation termination typically depends on the environmental conditions in a particular year, basically the air temperature and the distribution and amount of precipitation during the growing season. And the long-term studies using models can help us make better decisions on irrigation termination. And in this study, we used the crop grow cotton module within the DSAT cropping system model. So the objectives of this study were to assess the long-term effects of irrigation termination dates on cotton water use efficiency and seed cotton yield under full and deficit irrigation conditions, with a goal to determine optimum irrigation termination periods for cotton production during dry, normal, and wet years. So we previously calibrated the DSAT crop grow cotton module for this study area, using Jim's data sets, and we published a paper in Ag Water Management. We used the same evaluated model in this study to achieve the objectives of this study. So the DSAT is a platform that integrates database management system, crop models, and various application programs, and it is currently equipped with 42 different modules, and then it basically, these modules simulate crop growth, development, and yield under cumulative effects of soil properties, management practices, and the cultivar characteristics. So we used Jim Berdowski's cotton water use efficiency experiment measurements, or data from that experiment, over four seasons of data from 2010 to 2013 under center pivot irrigation. He implemented 27 different irrigation treatments comprising of combinations of three different irrigation capacities of high, medium, and low under three different growth stages of vegetative, reproductive, and maturation stages based on the growing degree days. And the acronyms in this experiment were like HHH and so on up to LLL. Basically, HHH means a high amount of irrigation water was applied in vegetative, reproductive, and maturation stage. So as I said, we previously evaluated the DSAT model for this study area using the data from 27 treatments over 4 years, a total of 108 treatment years of data, and we got a pretty decent match between the simulated and the observed seed cotton yield during both calibration and evaluation periods. So for this study, we basically took 40 years of weather data, and we divided the years between 1977 and 2016 into dry, normal, and wet years based on the growing season precipitation. So if the GSP is less than 275 millimeters, so we classified them year, that particular year as a dry year, and if it is more than 365 millimeters, as a wet year, and the remaining years as the normal years. And we focused this study only on three treatments for this experiment, HHH, LMH, and LMM treatments. And we used the same irrigation capacities that Jim implemented in his field experiment. And on the rainy days, we reduced the amount of irrigation by the amount of precipitation. And again, as I said, we assumed the same center pivot irrigation for this study. And we implemented 8 different dates of irrigation termination between August 15th and September 30th with an approximately 1 week interval. And we made several other assumptions based on the practices that Jim followed in his experiments about the planting date, emergence date, and you know the computation of the computation period for the growing degree days. And we based our decisions based on three things. One is seed cotton yield, irrigation water use, and the water use efficiency, which was estimated using this relationship, basically dry irrigated yield minus dry yield divided by irrigation. Now, coming to the results. So here, these results are shown with the box plots, and each of the box plot, basically the horizontal line in the box indicates the median or the 50th percentile, and the edges of the box indicate 25th and 75th percentiles. Whisker lines extend up to 10th and 90th percentiles, and the small circles are the outliers. So when the irrigation termination was extended towards the end of the growing season, for all HHH, LMH, and LMM treatments, the simulated yield basically increased up to certain date, and then it plateaued. So we made the decisions based on the median median yield, for example, here. So as we can see here, in case of the HHH treatment, so in about second week of September, in about second week of September, that's when the simulated seed corn yield kind of plateaued. And we identified that date as the optimum termination date or period for the HHH treatment. And similarly, for the LMH, it's about end of third week of September, and for the LMM, it is last week of September. And we can see a nice pattern here, you know, as the amount of irrigation water applied reduced, so that the date, optimum termination date, you know, extended towards the end of the growing season. And also interestingly, and as expected, you know, the yields were higher under HHH treatment compared to LMH and LMM treatments for almost all of the years. Now, that was the case under the normal years. So, but when we compare these results with the drier years, similar trends, however, the optimum termination dates extended by 1 to 1.5 weeks for these treatments in the dry years compared to the normal years. And similarly, in the wet years, they kind of, you know, preponed by 1 to 1.5 weeks. This is based on the simulated seed cotton yield. Now, when we look at the irrigation water use under these treatments, so the irrigation water use, as we all can expect, you know, was higher under HHH treatment compared to LMH and LMM treatments. And they increased with much steeply under HHH compared to LMH and LMM. And the next thing was, you know, we tried to compare, you know, how these irrigation water uses compare with the the High Plains Water District limit of 18 inches. So, interestingly, for LMH and LMM treatments, in all the years, the irrigation water use was less than the limit, whereas for the HHH treatment, on or after September 12th, see, the water use was higher than the the water district limit. Now, when we look at the dry and wet years, in the dry years, So the limit, the water use exceeded the limit a week earlier on like September 6th. But in wet years, it was kind of similar to the normal year. Now, when we look at the results in terms of the water use efficiency, here, once again, as the irrigation termination date extended towards the end of the growing season, initially water use efficiency increased up to certain time, and then it started decreasing in all HHH, LMH, and LMM treatments. And once again, these the based on the median water use efficiency, the highest median water use efficiency was taken as a determining factor for the optimum irrigation termination period. That was last week of August for HHH and end of first week of September for LMM and kind of end of third week of September for the LMM treatment under normal years. Now, when we compare, and another interesting thing here is the water use efficiency under LMM and LMH treatments was consistently higher than the HHH treatments in almost all years. Now, when we compare these results with drier years, so once again, the optimum termination periods extended by 1 to 2 weeks in the dry years compared to the normal years, and in wet years, they kind of preponed by 1 to 2 weeks. So, in conclusion, so the simulated median irrigation water use exceeded the High Plains Water District limit of 18 inches in case of HHH treatment when irrigation was terminated on or after September 6th or September 12th in case of dry and normal years respectively. And in case of LMM and LMH treatments, the water use was always lower than the water development, water district limit, pumping limit. Now, based on the simulated median seed cotton yield, the optimum irrigation termination periods in normal years were found to be, you know, kind of second, third, and last week of September in case of HHH, LMH, and LMM treatments. And these dates are extended by 1 to 1.5 weeks in dry years, and they are preponed by 1 to 1.5 weeks in case of wet years. And this was the case only for the HHH and LMH treatments. And based on the water use efficiency, these optimum irrigation termination periods were happened like a couple of weeks earlier than those based on the median yield. So we would like to extend this analysis to LHM treatment and Jim's experiments. We're curious to see what happens, especially in terms of yield. And then we also would like to do this for other commonly adopted deficit irrigation strategies, various percent ET replacement scenarios. And I greatly appreciate the funding support from Cotton Incorporated for this research. And I greatly appreciate Dr. Ed Bond's support for this modeling research over the last several years. And thank you for your attention, and I can take some questions.
Any questions for Dr. Ali?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there was no criteria, but you know, what we basically tried to see is, you know, we had wanted to account for the precipitation received during the entire growing season. But I agree with you, you know, maybe it may be more appropriate to look more into the precipitation patterns for classifying those years. Yeah, I agree.